3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody. This is your host, D.L. Peter Prince. This is the PVO show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment. I want to jump right into it, and we're going to do a review for Kevin Hart's True Life. This was a limited series on Netflix. This should not need a season two or anything like that. There's not going to be any reason for them to go ahead and like look back at this and do another season. That's why I think more than likely they went ahead and said it was a limited series. Full shot, 7 episodes. Man, I did not know originally what to expect. You know, the trailer just showed that, you know, Kevin Hart gets to work with Wesley Snipes. And man, I gotta tell you, dude, when you watch this series, I'm surprised at how well put together you know, Wesley, you know, saying is at his age, man. Wesley Snipes is like, he's like in his 40s. And that's not how old Wesley Snipes is. Wesley Snipes is, you know, saying he getting up there in age, but man, you could not tell in this. He was smooth, man. And you know, saying just really on his character. So we're just gonna get right into it. You know, spoiler alerts. I try to give you the gist without fully giving you everything. That way, when you see it for yourself, you know what you'll generally pick up is that, like, oh man, shit, that really just happened. And this is what this show does, man. The first episode pulls you in completely, and what I like about this character for Kevin actually really gets to be himself. This literally is like a mirror of Kevin Hart. This shows, the show shows his range, but he really gets to be comfortable in his self by pretty much acting as himself, and it helps for him to do that and then pull into this other part of his character where all this crazy shit just starts just happening in his life. And that's what you get in this first episode. You learn very quickly, you know, he's been sober, he's divorced, but not only is he divorced, him and his ex-wife are actually working it out so that they can take care of their child, even though they're living their own separate lives, which is a great thing to show. It's good to see positive images like that. It's not forced. People need to stop, you know, stop with the, like, oh man, everybody's just, you know, forcing this agenda stuff. It's good to see good images, okay? It's good to see representation. It doesn't have to feel forced because it just, you get to see it. That's just, you know, saying not everything is necessarily being forced on you. Sometimes you just need to get adjusted to seeing things you haven't generally seen and stuff that you usually watch. With this here, I really love everybody's range. Some of these other people, there's one guy in the show, Herschel. He's from the Black Lightning series. I really liked his character in this one here. He was his bodyguard. Kevin's character is called Kid. I like how they literally is no, like, he's spitting image playing himself. You know what I'm saying? He's playing himself. Doing all this, the usual stuff that he's doing, where he's starting to get up there doing movies, getting movie deals, and doing really well. And there's a possibility Kevin Hart could land himself a spot on either of the two in real life. Kevin Hart could find himself in Marvel. He could find himself in a character slot in DC somewhere with some character, you know what I mean? Like, he could find him a slot. He has the range acting wise. He's been doing a shit ton of acting that he could land himself in one of that. And one of the things that he does in this series is he jokes about they're showing off that he just did this movie for a superhero, same type movie, and it makes $1 billion. It grossed $1 billion, so they want to do a sequel, and they want him to do his own movie, like all this stuff. Like he's getting out there, he's making some good money, all of that. Everything's like his life is going really well. So when shit hits the fan, it really, saying it really hits the fan. Now, I watched the first episode maybe three times. I would recommend you to watch it more than one time. Watch the first episode more than one time so that you could really gravitate everything, because they kind of really show you everything right there, right from the jump. You can put together, I think I know how this is probably going to go, as far as later in the series, when when you're getting further in the show, it just keeps dawning on you. The first episode, you're like, yo, you don't think he would actually, you know what I mean? You're gonna watch that first episode, and they, I love how they did this with like it kind of surprises you, like with the Ozarks. The Ozarks on Netflix done really well. That I love how first episode just pulls you in with a couple of different things that they do, and it just kind of like you're like, yo, did that really just fucking happen? So like you pretty much get that right off the jump, right here in that first episode. It pulls you in where you're like, yo, did that just happen? Like, this just happened. Shit just hit the fan. Brother wakes you up and tells you some shit just, shit just went down. But what pissed me off is I'm kind of like, I'm like, it's a shock to the system when you're like, yo, she not breathing. But nigga, how you already know she's on oxys? How you already, like, why you in my room telling me that the chick is dead? You know, saying there's a chick dead. You in my room. So you piece some shit together. That's why I said watch that first episode again. If you do watch the series, man, watch that episode more than one time, and you're gonna piece some things, man, as you're like watching through this. But I just love everything, the chemistry, him, Wesley Snipes, literally are just building this story. And it's only, saying with seven episodes, they do it within enough timing. Nothing felt rushed. Nothing felt rushed. Everything was just, it just kept spiraling out of control. And then every time you just thought like things were, saying finally getting better, it's like, yo, not again. You know what I mean? Like now we got to deal with this shit here. And it showcased some things, man. It showcased when something like that happens, man, you freeze. It actually, saying it really showed that. And so I'm like, yo, man, that's wild. For you to be like a big star, if you were to like, freeze on stage, that's a scare I think a lot of comedians have. That's a big one for them. Nobody wants to bomb on stage, and like that's a big one for a lot of them, where they can tell you that they've had stories where they literally went on stage and they bombed on stage. Like that's the fear. I would love to like see if I could try and do comedy, but that fear is right there. You're standing in front of all of those damn people, and you just, for whatever you got going on in your life, and you literally just can't handle being in that moment, and you just, lock up and freeze. That's a stage fright. And these guys can't have stage fright. You literally are a comic. You stand in front of people all the time and do your thing in front of people. So like you have to be in control of your environment. So like when some shit happens in your life, sometimes it really can, you know, block all of that, you know, saying it can be a some mental thing. But this mental block he has in the show is for some things that he did that got, you know, saying, and they just got caught. So like when it was time for him to go do his thing, he was not in control of his environment. So like he literally just locks up and can't do the one thing that's got him here. You know, saying the one thing that's got him his stardom. He can't even go out there and do that. He's not in control. So like you literally see that happen. He locks up. The show is just for the story that they build here, the suspense of like, oh shit, are they gonna be able to pull this off? And then it also makes you question some things because it's like, why would you, like, you know, no one would really go out of their way to go, you know, saying go kill somebody. If you are just a regular person, you ain't involved in no shit out there, you know. You're not out here trying to, you know, murder people. But if you were to, for say, have a body on you and you're not trying to call the cops, you know, you're not going to wrap a body up, take it to an alley somewhere, drop it off in a fucking dumpster, and then just dip. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people that saw you. There was a lot of people that saw you that night. Yeah, there was this vehicle that came through here that they have never been here. Like, we have never seen them in this area ever. I don't know what they were thinking being here, but they were here. They went down that alley down there where they found that body. You are going to get caught. That is some amateurish shit right there. That is like, there's a body out there. Like, you just dumped a body and like you're going to get caught. Where were you at such and such time? Oh, I was here. Sure about that? Then why was you running a red light over here? Oh, fuck. Like, you're. It happens. It happens all the time. All the time. It happens too often. That's just a really amateurish thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and just dump a body. You're gonna get caught. Like, that was just stupid. Like, that was one thing I had with the show. I was just like, this. And I mean, he's, you know, here's a guy that, you know, he's never done something like this before. He's a superstar right now, but he also does come from, you know, saying come from Philly. But at the same time, he was just a regular guy. You know what I mean? He went to school and, you know, made his way up. That was it. He wasn't a gangster, you know, wasn't involved in any street shit, you know. His brother, you know, saying also not necessarily, you know, saying involved in that type of shit either. They even got a friend that's a cop. So like they you know, these guys, you know, landed where they landed with the decisions that they made. Kevin's character just made, you know, made the right decisions to get where he got. But then this whole thing happens, man, and I'll tell you, like, when it gets to the end, it's a little heartbreaking when he finds out, you know, sometimes it's your own. It really, sometimes it's literally, it's your own that, you know, will take advantage of you, you know, stab you in the back and literally like plot on you. You know, without giving it away, he just finds the secret out at the end, and you're just like, you're gonna be like, wow. So like when you get to the last, so like when everything happens at the end, I'm just like, I didn't even flinch. The last scene, like up to the last scene, dealing with everything that's, you know, the climax of everything that happens in this story, you know, I didn't flinch. And I mean that to say, like, when you watch the show, you'll know what I'm talking about when you get to the scene. I didn't flinch. I was just like, Okay. Yeah, okay. Like I was cool with it, because everything that had progressed in the story, this is what led to this happening. Survival. Betrayal. Like my man was really pissed. He was like, "Yo, like you really did me dirty. I really gotta get this a four, man. I gotta give it a four. I definitely give it a four, because I was excited right from the beginning. When I saw the trailer, I knew I was gonna want to watch it. You put in the dynamics of Kevin Hart and Wesley Snipes. That's not a combination I thought that I would ever see together. That's the thing about what I've been seeing from Kevin. Kevin Hart has really, again, been showing his range. This here put him into his element by letting him play basically himself with all of the surrounding turn of events that end up happening to him. He really gets to put some things into perspective on his own self, like with his team in real life. Like when he's out there doing a comedy tour and whatnot, a comedy tour slash doing movie promotions and stuff like that, he gets to now look back at himself as he's playing this character and like look at, all right, what is my interaction with my daily team? My manager, saying my bodyguard, what is my interaction with the both of them? Am I always yelling and screaming at them like I am with this character? Is that what I'm doing to them? Is my bodyguard that like knows five different fighting, styles of martial arts literally like almost had enough of my shit and is gonna probably like literally beat the crap out of me soon? Like literally that's a thing to think about for some of these guys. They need to put that in perspective that like you are the superstar that's just acting in that fighting movie you did. This bodyguard of yours, on the other hand, that's literally getting sick and tired of you pointing at them, has black belts and like different, saying styles of martial arts, and you need to knock it off. They're gonna be able to go find another bodyguard position because they have the, saying they have the background, saying to go get them a job. People are gonna want that person as a bodyguard, but like you're gonna stop pointing your finger at them and cursing at them. Like that shit's gonna stop. Sometimes somebody's gonna have enough of that shit. I love what happens in the show. You get to see Herschel kind of explain some things at the end where he's like, I'm getting a raise. I'm getting a raise, and guess what? You're paying it. Like, no, not yet. You're paying it. Okay. We will pay you exactly what you just asked for. No questions asked. So, if you have some time, or you can make some time to yourself, like even if you just watch an episode of a day, you'll get through this, within the week. But if you have some time to sit there and watch this, it's not extremely long, because again, it's only seven episodes. So like within 2 days, like honestly, a day you'll be able to knock it out. But for some people that don't have that time, you got kids running around and stuff like that, you're gonna be busy. So it's understandable. But for somebody that wants to spread it out through the week, you'll definitely be able to knock this out. You'll be able to knock it out within your daily routine during the week, saying put an episode on, saying and get ready for bed or whatever it is. You'll be able to knock these episodes out. They're like 30 minutes, 37 minutes, I think they run. It's on Netflix, so there's no commercial, so that's the best part. And through the week you'll be able to knock this out if you're somebody that doesn't have the time to sit there and and just watch. But this really, if you're a Kevin Hart fan, then you definitely don't want to miss, saying you definitely don't want to miss it, but just I really just recommend it, because it was really good to see their chemistry, him and Wesley Snipes. That was really the thing that was really the most thing that stuck out for this show. So it's called True Life, and I'm giving it a 4, just because how everything just flowed, just the way I knew it. I was excited, saying from the beginning, knowing that I wanted to watch this, and I wasn't disappointed when I seen the end. So like, that is going to be my review, for True Life. Really, saying really good limited series. Definitely, again, just love Kevin Hart's range that he is showing, man. And he's really been doing some work with Netflix. Just they're allowing him to really build a platform if he wants to there. He's already done another movie that he did with them, Fatherhood, which was really good. Something that shows, single fathers. It's not something that really gets shown a lot. So that was really nice to see the story that they did with that. So like, again, I'm just loving his range, and this was done well. It was done well. So until next time, y'all, man, thank you as always to any other listeners. Just please make sure you share around the podcast. That's what we need around here. Also, want to give a shout out to my friend Marcus. Had me on his channel on YouTube. Y'all make sure y'all go to YouTube and go to Marcus Speaks. He has a really nice channel there on YouTube. Check out his stuff. He's really got a nice layout there. Saying got his stuff written down. I felt kind of weird, man. He had his stuff all written down, saying, and saying he writes his stuff down to kind of like give it some organization, and then he kind of freestyles from there. But like, I was like, oh man, he's got these questions from the articles, man. They was kind of getting me, man. I was like, oh shit, I feel simple out here. But y'all give him some love. Check out his y'all check out his YouTube channel. And again, man, just again, just spread our podcast out there. Until next time, everybody, y'all just y'all have a good one, man. Y'all have a good one. Until next time.